Phenomenon. Since Phenomenon is the title of this program, it certainly deserves a brief section of its own. According to the dictionary, the word phenomenon, the plural is phenomena, means an observable event, particularly one that is remarkable or in some way extraordinary. Philosopher Immanuel Kant thought of phenomena as our compilation of the world as we experience it, as opposed to the world as it would exist without the benefit of our experience of it. Consistent with that approach is a quote from Niels Bohr that goes, "No phenomenon is a phenomenon until it is an observed phenomenon." This program, for the most part, deals with an actual category of phenomena called anomalous phenomena. Those are defined as phenomena for which there are no suitable explanations in the context of a specific body of scientific knowledge. A euphemism for, yeah, right, at first glance. Although God bless a whole lot of open-minded researchers in all fields of study who are beginning to think maybe a lot of the topics in this book aren't so anomalous after all. There are basically three kinds of anomalous phenomena. 1. Mental, including clairvoyance, infused knowledge, telepathy, etc. 2. Physical, including psychokinesis, apportation, doppelgangers, etc. 3. Astral, including astral projection and travel, near-death experiences, etc. All observable events, just scratching the surface of what's covered in this program, and all probably inspiring, consciously or unconsciously, a quote from J.B.S. Haldane that accurately observes, "The universe is not only queerer than we imagine, it is queerer than we can imagine."